If you're anything like I am, I heard the word surrender and I literally think I broke out into hives, right? I think every go-getter, anybody who has some sense of urgency, like agency, that they think they're in charge of their life, they're going to do things, they're going to get things done. The idea of surrender, I mean, it sounds like I gave up, like I'm in a fight and I put my hands up in the air, right? Like to me, it is waving the big white flag, right? So couldn't have been more wrong on this one. And if that's what you're thinking, it's okay. But I really encourage you to listen through this entire workout because this really changed my life. Surrendering is not giving up, okay? Because here's the problem with life. Sometimes there are things that are happening that take time to figure out, where there's externalities and you have zero influence or control. And the idea that you're going to keep pushing into something that you have no control over is absolutely insane, right? It's like saying, I am going to, you know, move a 500-pound boulder up a hill and I only weigh 120 pounds. It is just going to roll on top of you. You're going to be smushed. You're going to feel terrible. And that's how it feels when you're pushing into something in life that you have zero influence over. And I know if you're listening to this, you're shaking your head saying, I've definitely done that, right? So somebody isn't doing something that you want them to do. You're in a relationship and you've asked them to change a habit or something. They're not doing it right now. You push into it. The weather isn't compliant on a day that's important. You're upset about it. And you're talking and talking and talking about it. The problem is that there's a bunch of things that you can't resolve in this exact moment. And it's strategic. It's smart. It is like so self-preservationist to stop and not push into it because you're not going to get anywhere. So why not take that amazing energy and use it somewhere else where you have some influence, right? Because at some point you might see clear of the problem. The weather might change. The person might change their mind. And if you're like a go-getter and this is in your career area and you're grappling with a problem, sometimes space is like the greatest thing. I've never, ever gave that to myself as an entrepreneur. I'd push and push. I'd spin it in my head 100 times. And you know when I would usually come up with a solution? On a vacation. Or I'm one of those people in a long, hot shower. A lot of stuff comes to me. Why? Because I'm not thinking about anything. I'm relaxed, right? So spinning and spinning and thinking and thinking and pushing into people, into problems that you can't get your brain around, into events that aren't going your way. If you're not influencing it, you're not making any impact. Surrender. And by that, it just means let go of what you can't solve in this moment. Do you know what else it allows you to do? You get space. You can look down at the problem, right? So think about a chessboard. Those people play, chess players, they play very, very slowly and deliberately. They're thinking 2, 3, 4 steps out, right? So sometimes if you can't figure out a problem, you can't solve it, space, stepping back. Getting some objectivity is the greatest solution. So surrender doesn't mean give up, lay down, forget about it. You're throwing up the white flag. You're never going to talk about it again. It just means in this moment, in this today, even this week or this month, maybe it's a health issue. It's going to go on for 6 months or a year. If there's nothing you can do about it, why would you continue to push forward into it? If you can practice that in your life, take care of the things that you can take care of, deal with the things that you have influence over, and surrender and make space and step back when you don't have that influence, I promise you're going to free up more time in your life than ever. Hopefully this was helpful and you can bring it into your daily life. I'd recommend trying this in any situation that you're currently spinning on that you've thought about more than 5, 10, 15, 20 times, or truthfully, if you're being honest with yourself, probably 100 times, give it some space. Don't repeat the same points. Don't ask another friend. Give it a whole day. See if you can even drop it for an hour. Usually makes a huge impact. give it a try. Hop over to Facebook. Let us know your stories, your successes with surrender, or any questions or problems you're encountering. Hopefully, this gives you as much benefit in your life as it's given to me.